Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 15th chapter of the letter of Romans, we hear, May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Bless the Lord in this season of your revealing presence. Help us to encourage our people that we care about them and the future of this state. So abide in us as we decide what is right, so our decisions are helpful and effective, and give others hope. Help us give this sense of hope in what we do and say, so what is done here glorifies your name. And Lord, we would ask to watch our going out and our coming in as we head home this day. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lauger, Lamping, Lavoda, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schoff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
A quorum is present. The Missouri Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal of yesterday.
Journal of the Senate, 97th General Assembly of the State of Missouri, second regular session, first day, Wednesday, January 8th, 2014.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and same be approved as open fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion and shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 3rd.
Special guest here today to my right and to your left. I'd like to introduce my intern for the year. She's from St. Louis. She's attending Missouri State in Springfield. She's working for a senator from Southeast Missouri, and she's here in Jeff City. So it ought to be a cultural experience for her as well. Would you please welcome Lisa Rose?
Let's welcome the guest of the senator from the 3rd, who is... It's been awfully loud in here to start the session. Take your discussions to the back of the chamber and keep it to a whisper. Further introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills. Senator from the 7th.
President, I have a bill.
Send it forward. Care to explain? Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 684, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to health care transparency.
Senator.
Mr. President, the ACA deals with expanding insurance coverage for our citizens. This bill is an attempt to understand the costs of health care so that we can hopefully drive it down. Thank you.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 11th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I introduce four bills.
Introduce four bills. Send the bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 685, introduced by Senator Lavoda, an act relating to birth certificates.
Senator, read the second bill.
Senate Bill 686, introduced by Senator Lavoda, an act relating to the minimum wage.
Senator, read the third bill.
Senate Bill 687, introduced by Senator Lavota, an act relating to errand income tax credit.
Senator, read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill number 688, an act relating to health insurance premium rate reviews.
Senator from 15th, send your bill forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 689, an act, or introduced by Senator Schmidt et al., an act relating to the sale of intoxicating liquor in the original package.
Senator from Christian.
Mr. President, I have three bills to introduce.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 690, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to emergency service boards.
Senator, second bill, read.
Senate Bill number 691, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to sinkhole insurance coverage for property damage.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 692, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to insurance coverage for optometric and ophthalmic services and materials.
Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 693, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to taxes on the tilting of motor vehicles. Titling.
Senator. Senator from Webster.
Titling can't be tilting.
No. Send your bill forward. Mm-hmm. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 694, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to unsecured loans of $500 or less.
Senator.
Needed, Mr. President.
Introduction of bill. Senator from the 4th. Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 695, introduced by Senator Kevney, an act relating to the authority to add a child through modification of an administrative child support order.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
I have two bills. They don't require any explanation.
Thank you. Send the bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 696, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to fines for failing to yield the right-of-way.
Senator? Oh, read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 697, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to disclosure of cigarette sales in tax information.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of messages from the governor. I believe the messages are all appointment letters, and I ask that the reading be waived and the message be printed in the journal.
Reading will be waived. They shall be printed in the journal.
Mr. President, Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Second reading, Senate bills. Dusty.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. First, would you please refer Senate Concurrent Resolution 17 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
It will be so referred.
Thank you. Senate Bill 485.
Senate Bill 485, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Education. Senate Bill 486.
Senate Bill 486, an act relating to campaign finance.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics. Senate Bill 487.
Senate Bill 487, an act relating to campaign finance.
Can I get a pen? Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics. Senate Bill 488.
Senate Bill 488, an act relating to prohibited acts by members of the General Assembly.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics. Senate Bill 489.
Senate Bill 489, an act relating to judge disqualification.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 490.
Senate Bill 490, an act relating to unlawful employment practices.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 491.
Senate Bill 491, an act for the sole purpose of restructuring the Missouri Criminal Code.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 492.
Senate Bill 492, an act relating to state funding for public institutions of higher education.
Education. Senate Bill 493.
Senate Bill 493, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Education. Senate Bill 494.
Senate Bill 494, an act relating to higher education.
Education. Senate Bill 495.
Senate Bill 495, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Education. Senate Bill 496.
Senate Bill 496, an act relating to a deduction for business income.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 497.
Senate Bill number 497, an act relating to income taxes.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 498.
Senate Bill number 498, an act relating to health benefit exchange navigators.
Small Business. Senate Bill 499.
Senate Bill 499, an act relating to qualified spousal trusts.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 500.
Senate Bill 500, an act relating to non-contest clauses.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 501.
Senate Bill 501, an act relating to the confidentiality between a trustee and an attorney.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 502.
Senate Bill 502, an act relating to breastfeeding.
Veterans Affairs and Health. Senate Bill 503.
Senate Bill 503, an act relating to protective headgear for operation of enclosed three-wheel vehicles.
Transportation and Infrastructure. Senate Bill 504.
Senate Bill 504, an act relating to the availability of proposed rules of the Internet.
Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight. Senate Bill 505.
Senate Bill 505, an act relating to the distribution of funds from the Gaming Commission Fund.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 506.
Senate Bill 506, an act relating to agriculture.
Agriculture. Senate Bill 507.
Senate Bill 507, an act relating to vacancies in certain public offices.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics. Senate Bill 508.
Senate Bill 508, an act relating to health exchange navigator licensing.
Small Business. Senate Bill 509.
Senate Bill 509, an act relating to income taxes.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 510.
Senate Bill 510, an act relating to disqualification from unemployment benefits.
Small Business. Senate Bill 511.
Senate Bill 511, an act relating to voter photo identification.
Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections. Senate Bill 512.
Senate Bill 512, an act relating to ethics.
Rules. Senate Bill 513.
Senate Bill 513, an act relating to income tax credit for dependent children.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 514.
Senate Bill 514, an act relating to Common Core State Standards Initiative.
Education. Senate Bill 515.
Senate Bill 515, an act relating to the Commissioner of Education.
Education. Senate Bill 516.
Senate Bill 516, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Education. Senate Bill 517.
Senate Bill 517, an act relating to charter school sponsors.
Education. Senate Bill 518.
Senate Bill 518, an act relating to Missouri Health Net Managed Care Services.
Seniors, Families, and Pensions. Senate Bill 519.
Senate Bill 519, an act relating to the required waiting period before having an abortion.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 520.
Senate Bill 520, an act relating to leave for public employees.
Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight. Senate Bill 521.
Senate Bill 521, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Education. Senate Bill 522.
Senate Bill 522, an act relating to virtual schools.
Education. Senate Bill 523.
Senate Bill 523, an act to the use of radio frequency identification technology in school districts.
General laws. Senate Bill 524.
Senate Bill 524, an act relating to benefits for elected county officials.
Jobs. Senate Bill 525.
Senate Bill 525, an act relating to the preparation of food for a charitable purpose.
Small business. Senate Bill 526.
Senate Bill 526, an act relating to a database for workers' compensation claims.
Small business. Senate Bill 527.
Senate Bill 527, an act relating to the designation of Medical Radiation Safety Awareness Day.
General laws. Senate Bill 528.
Senate Bill 528, an act relating to professional applications containing Social Security numbers.
Financial and governmental organizations and elections. Senate Bill 529.
Senate Bill 529, an act relating to the payment of public works projects.
Commerce. Senate Bill 530.
Senate Bill 530, an act relating to termination of parental rights.
Seniors, Families, and Pensions. Senate Joint Resolution 25.
Senate Joint Resolution 25. Senate Joint Resolution relating to non-economic damage awards in civil cases.
Small business. Senate Joint Resolution 26.
Senate Joint Resolution 26. Senate Joint Resolution relating to the Common Sense Obligation to Provide Accountability and Spending Stabilization Act.
Ways and Means. Senate Joint Resolution 27.
Senate Joint Resolution 27. Senate Joint Resolution, or 27. Senate Joint Resolution relating to government access of electronic data.
Judiciary. Senate Joint Resolution 28.
Senate Joint Resolution 28. Senate Joint Resolution relating to the right to hunt and fish.
Agriculture. Senate Joint Resolution 29.
Senate Joint Resolution 29. Senate Joint Resolution relating to the Conservation Commission.
Agriculture. Senate Joint Resolution 30.
Senate Joint Resolution 30. Senate Joint Resolution relating to gubernatorial appointments.
Rules. Senate Joint Resolution 31.
Senate Joint Resolution 31. Senate Joint Resolution relating to voter photo identification.
Financial and governmental organizations and elections. Mr. President.
Senator from St. Charles.
Mr. President, would you please refer Senate Concurrent Resolution 17 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
It will be so referred.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Objection. The Senate will go to order of business for announcements.
Seeing no objections, announcements. Senator from the Fifth.
Point of personal privilege.
The Senator from the Fifth has requested a point of personal privilege. Senator, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, 50 years ago today, President Johnson declared the war on poverty. This wasn't an empty statement. This wasn't a statement of conscience. This was the lead into creating critical programs such as Head Start, Job Corps, Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security. Imagine the setting. January 8, 1964, the Presidential State of the Union Address. The national poverty rate was around 19%. The Civil Rights Act wouldn't even be passed until July that year. In decades that followed, the national poverty rate plummeted to its lowest level at approximately 11%. The poverty rate has never risen above 15% since. The poverty rate among those over 65 was 28% in 1966, down today to 10%. As of 2004, over 35 million Americans, 12%, including 12.1 million children, were below the poverty level. An average of almost 1 million Americans per year are added to those in poverty. Research by Columbia University shows that various instrumental programs is very, very essential. It keeps approximately 40 million people out of poverty, including 9 million children in 2012 alone. Today, 46 million Americans live in poverty, 16 million are children. This war isn't over. Poverty still exists. But now, in 2014, we have data that shows the programs that I just mentioned worked. We must dedicate ourselves, we must stay vigilant, and we must continue the good fight against poverty. Mr. President, I pledge to do just that. On this date in 1964, the war on poverty was declared, and I am honored to continue the legacy and ask my colleagues to join me in remaining diligent. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. We are on the order of announcements. Announcements. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, January 13, 2014.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor, any discussion? All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are adjourned until Monday at 4 p.m. Have a safe trip home.